from being at my halls in Bristol to actually going to the QE on the day everything happened, I had no contact and I had no news, so I had thought I lost my entire family, and I thought that nobody could survive an attack, especially an attack that Dad had. And I remember I got to the hospital and the doctors said that it was very much touch and go and we nearly lost him, but they expect him to make a full recovery. But you never quite believe that until you start to see an improvement. And I remember I didn't think that he was actually going to survive until maybe 3 or 4 days later. I'd expect a call in the middle of the night from the hospital to come and say goodbye. And to see him here now and have made the recovery he has is just incredible. And it's a true testament to Dad's strength of character and spirit to make the recovery he has.
Your dad was still in hospital when you returned, and you'd seen that people had taken the time to buy flowers, to write notes. What was it like to see that and read some of those notes as well?
It was incredibly emotional, and especially to see all the lives that my mum and brother touched without actually ever knowing them. And especially all of Pierce's school friends at such a young age. They've been so resilient and have stuck together, and it makes me actually quite proud of Redhill School and what they've all done together. But to go to the house and see all of the tributes and the flowers, it was just something you would never think you'd have to go through in life. And to see the scene where your mum and brother were murdered but not be allowed in and see all the tributes is heartbreaking, really. But to see how much everyone else loved them as well, it really is a testament to them.